Okay. Okay, it's Halacha 7, 25a. Okay, I'm the Kosei, that if you have stones that are carried on the shoulder, they can be brought from any place. That means that you don't have the requirements of 27 stones or 10 stones or anything like that. You can bring them from any place, even in your own yard. Kublon Mavion Michal Makam, and if you are a Kublon, a contractor, then you can bring them from any place. It says in the bottom that the building contractor can take stones of any size from any place because he's known to be a professional builder. So he's not suspected of clearing the field for planting.
He can just take from the neighbor's field?
He can take from his own field and his neighbor's field with permission, obviously. Uh-huh. But the point is,
These
don't require two people, correct? Yeah. What? No. This does not require two people. This is Abed Kosef. We're going to say in a second what it is. Ve'elohein Abed Kosef. And these are, this is a definition of what that kind of stone is. If you can't carry it with one hand, so like a brick you can carry with one hand, but a large stone requires two hands to carry, so that's Abed Kosef. That's Rav Meir Shita, Rav Meir Siyomer. It's just like it sounds. The shoulder stones that you'll call Shehengni Tolos, Sholos or Shnayim Mahakosef. If you put two or three stones in a bag and then you carry them on your shoulder, so it's a little smaller, but then he's coming to me, Makel, Rabbi Yossi, over a mayor. Okay? Next.
He can even take more than one.
Right. The cool is also that each stone doesn't have to be. You have to carry it with two hands as well. That's not necessary. As long as it's on your shoulder, it's good enough. Now you're building a fence between yourself and the Shosarabim. Now we're talking about in the Shvias here, right? Now, if you're building a fence between yourself and the Shosarabim.
It's more Mekel or it's more Machmir because he's saying there's smaller stones.
No. So he can take it.
Yeah, but it's smaller stones.
So he can take it. That's a kula.
No, you typically don't clear small stones in the field from plowing. It's only the big stones, no?
No, the other way around. Big stones are usually used for building and not for plowing.
Okay.
Now, if you're building a fence between yourself and Shosarabim, which you think is a little strange to do during the Shemitah year, because during the Shemitah year, Chaim, you're supposed to be letting people into your backyard. Not building a fence, keeping your neighbors out, okay?
Right.
So why are you building a fence?
I don't know. Because it means good neighbors.
Because, guess what? The footnote says a very interesting thing, which I was never aimed on. But even though we were supposed to leave the food for the public, and it says, that you leave it for the animals, you don't have to let animals come into your backyard. I never realized that before. You could actually put up a fence to keep the animals out of your house. That's one of the answers he says. Okay, so that's, I thought, a chiddush. What?
He's protecting the trees. It's not the produce, right?
He's protecting the produce as well. He's not protecting the produce from being taken by the public.
Right.
Public can come in. There'll be a gate there where it says, you know, open to the public, free, come in through this gate.
Okay.
But you can put up a fence to prevent
the animals
from coming in to your backyard.
I didn't
realize that. I thought that the field had to be open for the animals too. But that's not correct.
How does this stem with the concept that number one, Shvius, you have to allow people access to it, but at the same time, don't they also have to be nizher and careful that they don't damage the property?
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't matter though. You have to let them in. But let's suppose you don't have any produce in your backyard.
Right.
So my backyard is not open to the public to go for everybody to just go trampling through. So I can protect it as well. So that's another answer. Okay. So we answered that question. So now, if a person's building the gather between himself and the Shul Sarabim, Mutter Lahamik Ad Hasala, you can dig down to the bedrock. So even though, right, bedrock will be when you hit bottom, is that, you know, whatever it is, that you hit rock. Let's say there's topsoil for 1 foot, so you're going to dig out all the topsoil, then you'll hit a rock. Okay, this will be my foundation for my new fence. But what are you going to do with all that dirt? So that you might think that, you know, that might be Marasai. People will think you're digging up dirt to do some planting, whatever it is. No problem. That's not a problem. My Yasav offer, what do you do with the dirt? Sovro b'shosaravim umaskino. This is it's a little strange word here, umaskino. But let's just see the way he explains it first. So he says you pile it up in the public street. So you're digging out all your dirt and you're dumping it in the public thoroughfare, right?
That's dirt street.
So now, I mean, that's what, you know, it's not exactly...
That's dirt. A fine right there.
That's definitely a fine. And we're going to see in a second someone that Rabbi Akiva is going to argue. But this is Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. You can go ahead and pile it up in the public domain. And then it says, Maskino, and then you can repair the area by clearing the pile. So he's...
Is that Maskino of the public space?
Yeah. So Maskino, you're fixing the public space. In other words, since you're only putting it there temporarily, so he's allowing you to temporarily block the thoroughfare, which is a very interesting concept over here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're allowed to put it in, because you're helping?
Well, that's you're only helping your own mess, so I don't know how much help that is.
The Moschino is you're helping your mess, or you're fixing the street. That's what
you're fixing the street.
Well,
because it has access. Now.
Well, that
you're breaking the access. What? Removing the pile or putting
you
the pile?
You move the dirt from your front yard into the street.
Right.
You're allowed to do that. And umaskino, whatever, right?
So it says the dirt being dug is temporarily piled in the public domain, which is of course disruptive, to say the least. He then repairs the public domain by removing the dirt to his field, thus restoring the public domain to its former state. So it's not improving anything, okay? But this is only their shot, okay? Just hold off. We're gonna hit your point in just a second.
Why couldn't he just make the pile in his backyard in the first place?
So why can't he do that? Because we're going to suggest that in a second. Just hold on a second. I'm not saying he can't do that. Perhaps he could do that. The head. This is a chiddush of the Mishnah that he doesn't have to do it that way. He can pile it up. It might be inconvenient. Like during the project, while he's building, it's a lot easier for him to just dump it because it's right over there on the edge of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, after he's done building his wall, then he'll move it and clear it. Whatever. Your question is a good question. But let's see what Rabbi Akiva says. Here, Rabbi Akiva says, Kederach she'en makalkalim b'shus harabim. Just like you can't damage the Shus HaRabim by piling dirt there, kach lo yisake, in the same token, you can't even repair it by making such a pile. This is difficult. His structure here is a little difficult.
He's barvarning what I say.
Because he's barvarning what you're saying. That's what they want to tighten up.
Somebody's locked down.
Yeah. So let's take a look.
The other day, Rabbi Akiva is more concerned about Marasai.
No, he's talking more about the Hezek. Let's take a look at 11 a little bit. So he disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua's solution. In his view, it's forbidden to ruin the public domain, even temporarily. So he adds, and this is the point here. Rabbi Akiva adds, what's he adding over there with the Maskino? Not only in this case may one not make a temporary dirt pile, but even when stones and dirt are spread throughout the domain, meaning you walk outside and you see, look at this, somebody, you know, drove by in a dump truck, went over a bump in the road, and the bunch of dirt got all over the road. Now, I'm going to do the Olam HaTayva. What am I going to do? I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to repair the domain by collecting all the obstacles and placing them in one pile. You cannot do that. He says, not only can you not create it to begin with from your hole in the ground that you made, but you can't even, in the process of trying to help the Olam, make a pile temporarily. So, like you know, my tree, it shreds all this stuff. So I go ahead and I take my rake and I start raking all the stuff into a big pile. Then I go get my garbage pails and dump all the stuff in the garbage pail. That's, I do this 3 times a year. Or actually, Joy does it. Anyway, rather, he should dispose of them straight away by taking them directly to the river. In other words, don't make a pile. Rabbi Akiva is disagreeing so much with Rabbi Yeshua, saying not only can you not temporarily obstruct for private need, but even to do so for the public benefit, you also can't do. So that's very difficult to learn this pshat in the Mishnah. As you can see, who's talking? He's using the same language. This is the main point you got to take a look at. But when you read a Mishnah and you see a language which is used by two Tanoim within one sentence of each other, the way we're learning now, it's completely different things. One is talking about that you made the pile privately, umisakno, and you go ahead and you fix the pile by taking it off of the public domain and putting it into your backyard, right? That was his use of misakno. Rabbi Akiva turns around the next sentence and uses the same word misakno, and he's talking about a whole story here with the dump truck dumping junk on the street, and he's cleaning it up. So your kavona is to be misakin something that someone else did. Very difficult shot over here.
There's a messiah that's pshat, and then there's machlokas of what that word means.
It's a machlokas what it means. Tikkun. That's for sure, and that's what he says to look at variant B. So variant B, he brings here from the Rosh. He says, let's see here. No. I want to go to the Gra. Yeah, the third paragraph. Fundamentally different approach to the Tanoic disagreement is taken by Gra. He's bothered by the word miskino, which according to the approach we've been following, does not denote actual repairs, but removal of the dirt he placed there. Furthermore, Rabbi Akiva is indicating the action second is the one that he's disputed, and one first is agreed to by all. Okay, next. Gra therefore explains, what does miskino mean? Right, fifth paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, right, fourth paragraph. In fact, both refer to the same thing, to literal repairs. Rabbi Yeshua says that you should use the dirt to repair the public domain. Look for cracks in the ground, in the street, and use some of your dirt that you just put there to repair the cracks in the street. Do a public service. That's what he's talking about, until it becomes level. Okay, presumably if there were no holes in the public roads, then he wouldn't allow you to put the dirt in the street to begin with. Okay, Rabbi Akiva, however, holds that just as you may not damage the public domain, you cannot repair it by filling in the holes. Look at this. This is unbelievable. The same way you can't destroy public property, you can't fix it either.
What your intention is.
Because some people like to have cracks in the ground there. They use those cracks.
Huh?
Crackhead. Gra explains, since some people might use the holes, it's forbidden for any individual to fill them in. I'll tell you what this is. This mamish makes me so angry. Just put this in the book. Those people that went ahead and were massacring Hanson Avenue, putting the speed bumps, they think they're making a tikkun, but to me, that's the biggest kill cult. They're not allowed to do that, okay? They can sign all the signatures they want. That's awesome. That's what I got out of this. I love the growth. Okay, so there we go.
5 seconds left
to the commercial. The chain. Okay, my offer, what do you do with the dirt? It's over, but talk. So they look there, come as Avlin. The same way we had the dung, that you had the three piles and the certain amounts. That's what you do with the dirt again. Okay, so that you can, that's what you said, Rabbi Oberstein, right? So that's what you wanted to do.
You can distribute the dirt in a way that it seems that it reveals that your intention was not to plant.
That's correct. Right. Yeah. if you dig a pit, a ditch, or a vault. Same machlokas. Okay. Let's see. The same machlokas whether you can put it in Rosh Hashanah or not. According to Rabbi Akiva, you can't. According to Rabbi Yehoshua, you can't. So shoulder stones can be brought from any place. I feel Mutach Shalavim from his own field. Hakuvla may be at Kol Mokam, and he can bring it from any place. He can even bring smaller stones because by virtue of the fact that he is a contractor, everybody knows he's doing it for building purposes. Okay? In other words, Sam, you're not a farmer. You're a builder. And don't mix up those two. No. You can't be both. Because if you could be both, I really don't understand the whole svar of this halacha, right?
What's the definition of a kavod here? How do you what level of construction do you have to be a tabla here so you can get this kula during shvius?
General contract.
You contract for a living. I mean, what's the shaila? You do it for a living. Okay. Habayna gotta be no ventures and rabbin. If you build a wall, so the Gemara says like this. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yechanan loyshan ol abein ol abein b'shus harabit. Ha bein ol abein chavei or asa b'shir. So there's two places you can build a wall. You could build a wall up against the public domain. And I could also build a wall against my neighbor's yard. I want to keep my neighbor out of my yard, right? So that's not allowed. You can't do that.
Shvius?
It's forbidden to build a wall during Shvius. 16. He says, because there already it appears, it's there. You're right, Chaim, it's a Maris Ayin issue. He's hoeing or plowing, right? So by the public domain, allowed it because of you're preventing trespassing and damage to the property. At the boundary between his field and his fellow's field, however, there's no clear need for a wall. Okay, fine. That's basically it. Also, they were afraid. He brings another thing over here that there's a chash that once you start digging, you'll change your mind. You'll say, you know what? Maybe I'll plant here after all. So that's a chash that's between myself and my friend's field because that's right smack in the middle of the backyard. But that chash does not exist when it's up against the public domain because it would be very unusual to plant so close to the street. So that would be the shot over there. Okay. Avobamoed. Now this was talking about during the Shemitah year. But what about Avobamoed? Then it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Shus Ravim, whether it's a Shus Chaveira. It doesn't make a difference. It's Osir. Can't build a wall because it's considered it's a tircha. It's a tircha. I mean, that's the Gemara's going to, I think, say that.
Excessive exertion,
yeah. The chiddush is that even if it's a makam hefsed, right, a davar ha'aved, davar ha'aved is not a blanket hatter to do whatever you want on Chol HaMoed. That's a big mistake, right? And so here, I think this is a good example. I believe that's true. Let me just see something.
He says that there's a difference between a sadeh and a chatzer.
He says
sadeh you're not allowed to, but a chatzer you're allowed to.
He says
here,
not having a wall there. Yeah, it should be noted. That's what the second paragraph in 17 says. What you said, that although where one's courtyard borders on the public domain, you can build a wall during Chol HaMoed. Not having a wall there could lead to a very significant loss.
So why do you wake up
thieves could enter the dwelling, make off with valuables. So there they allowed it. All right. Yeah, if it's significant loss, then apparently it is allowed. Okay. Next. Let's learn on the bays now. Let's finish the parak. Chafhei on the bays. The Pirsol. Let's see over here. Yeah, over here, this is the Gemara's going to talk now about dirt within the wall. I don't know why I missed this before, but he seems to indicate that a wall would be stones, dirt, and stones, that there would be a vertical wall of dirt somehow.
Well, it's inside, maybe. Maybe there's outside and inside.
It's the outside of both the outside parts of the wall are stone, and in the middle, there's some kind of dirt
thing.
I don't know, I didn't see this. Yeah. He says he referenced it before in 23A. I'm not sure.
Is that like cement? That's cement of those days?
I don't know. It says, walls built on the border of one, look at four. Walls built on the border of one's field consist of a layer of stones on the outside, cemented by dirt on the inside to provide support. Mm-hmm. The Mishnah allowed one to rebuild the breach in the wall only if the inside layer, the dirt wall support, was also breached. Okay? So what we're talking about in this Gemara is before we were talking about building the wall from scratch. Now we're talking about repairing the wall. Okay? So we have a broken wall. Can you repair the wall? So repair it if it's a broken wall. She'eino soga es ha'ofar. If it's not closed up by the dirt wall support, meaning there's a complete breach, even through the dirt. Avo b'pirtza she'he soga es ha'ofar. If the breach is closed up by the dirt wall, even though some of the stones have fallen out, then it's osur l'gadro
b'shvias. If you can see through the wall.
No. That's not what it
because goes.
The second wall stones are still there. It wouldn't be used. Right, okay. Yeah, that's why I didn't say it that way. Yeah, but Tony Kane, the Raisa says like this, if it's closed up by dirt, you can't wall in on Shvias. Shane is going to suffer with Lugadu Shvias. Then you can. Now, Shane Makshal says Harabim. That's as long as it doesn't obstruct the public. If it obstructs the public, in other words, it's like this. If the wall is leaning over, let's say, and it is causing a problem for traffic because my wall is leaning over and I need to repair it, so then even if the dirt wall isn't intact, I can still work on the wall because the fact that it's what's the language, machshelas and harabim, that's a heter because we don't want the public to get hurt. Okay, that makes perfect sense, right? Shein machshelas harabim, avol imposh machshelas harabim, afal pishi hisoga as offer. Even though the breach is closed by dirt, mutol legadu b'shuyas, you can wall it in, meaning to repair the wall in general. Okay, last part, Rabbi Kiva Aimer. Ksiv. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is saying that I can't repair public property. So the Gemara is going to ask a kasha from a pasuk. It says, "What are you talking about?" It's a pasuk in Tehillim. The Som Derech Arenu B'Yesha Elokim. That one who orders the way. Let's say that means like making the road workable, usable. Our NOVH Alakim, I'll show him the salvation of God. It means it's a good thing. Pasuk seems to indicate that fixing the street is a good thing. That's the question. So why does Rabbi Kiva say he can't do it? Well, it says, Shani Yehocha, it's different over here. Shehu Tikun V'Sofo L'Kilkol. You repair it, that ends up being harmful. What does that mean? 11. Let's see what 11 says. Although when one collects stones and dirt from the public domain, he's certainly repairing it. Right, that's when, remember, we're talking about the case where the dump truck dumped a bunch of stuff. And you go out there and you sweep everything up. And you make it into a big pile. So when you sweep it up into the pile, you're fixing it. Yes, you're cleaning the street. But when you leave the obstacles in the pile, you're harming the public. So the resulting harm may be even greater than the benefit you started with in the beginning. So that's the way he's learning now. The shot is that you might end up just leaving that big pile there and forgetting about it because it was so much work. That seems to be the problem. So, so the pasuk is obviously talking about where it is, where you're doing something which has no downside at all. You're doing something which has no kilkel at all. That seems to be the answer. I think that's the answer.
The question of Shad is that it's a metaphorically. The Sam Derech is, you're on the Derech HaYashar, it's a Ruchnius thing, it's a Kapitel Tehillim. Like, I think the Gemara is taking it very literally, but that's
100%. 100%. Yeah. Isn't that the Sefer on the Ramban? Sam Derech, isn't that the Al Chumash?
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's his. That's a, that's his.
Yeah.
It's a safer, right? What's his name? You remember the name? I don't know. I forget his name. So anyway, so it says. So let's look at this nice little agadah over here. Damar Shimon Lakish. He says here is the Gemara is explaining the basis of the assumption that the pasuk mentioning the one who orders the way is talking about someone who's removing obstacles. Rish Lakish said, the reason why Shaul was zeichet to the melucha was because his grandfather, right? For those of you who are grandfathers, it shows you that if you're a grandfather, it's not like what you do does not matter to your grandchildren. Your grandchildren could be zeichet to melucha because of what you do, okay? So very important. So his grandfather lit the dark alleyways for the public. You know, when you walk through the forest to go to Rabbi Berger's shul, you know, and you act like a deer, you start jumping through the forest there to get to the shul, but at night it's very difficult. So someone went ahead and put those lights that are, you know, powered by solar and put it along the way. So the people that did that, that's Mamash Chus Gomer. This shul's grandfather did that. That's what he did. He lit the lamps in the dark alleyways for the public. So Nikra Shmo Ner. So that's why they called him Ner. Right? Ner Yisrael, right? Kosim Akonim of Ner Holid as Kish. That Ner gave birth to Kish. Kish is obviously Shaul's father, right? Kosim Akon. Another pasuk says, Kish ben Aviel. That Kish was the son of Aviel. So which is it? Is he Aviel or is he Ner? What's Kish's father's name? Hello, Aviel Hayishma El Aidesha Haya Malik Ner is the Ram Nikrashmo Ner. Because he did this, he had like this nickname, right? So the Gemara said, in English he says, similarly, the Gemara above reason that one who rids the public way of obstacles should be considered as a Som Derech. All right, I don't know why you needed a pasuk to prove this. It's a funny thing. How do I know that doing something for the Rabbim is a good thing? Is that what I wanted to know? We need to prove it from this story. It's a funny thing, no? Anyway, I guess the pshat is that the story is showing us what a great source it is. Okay. So, now, last piece of Gemara, I didn't do too yet, so let's just try to run it together. You should pile it into his field, right? That's Rabbi Kiva held that you don't put it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you put it in your own field. Reb Oven Boy, so he had a kasha.
Where is that coming from, then?
From the you dug when you were building your fence. Right. So you're digging down till you hit stone, bedrock, so all that dirt you're gonna
leave
put
it in your field.
In your field, right? So his question was, if those people, Achla Paska Oibde Avoida, okay, those who do work on Shvias, and they have not yet stopped working, I think they're doing the Avoida Ba'aveira, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I think they're doing it Ba'aveira. So if they haven't stopped working, Mahulitzbor offer Tosadeu Kedarcha Mazablin. What's the rule? Can you pile the dirt the same way those who store dung, right? So we said before in Halacha Aleph that the dung can be stored in one's field only once those workers stop working. So does Rabbi Akiva mean that that dirt which you dug up from your fence also can only be stored once they stop working, but not before? Or does he mean that it could be done even if they haven't stopped working, as long as it's the same manner as the dung, meaning in the three piles? That's the kasha. Okay? The question is left unanswered. I fully expected he was going to hit me. So the question is left unanswered. So, Hadron Alok Memosan Wadzian. And we'll just read the next words in the next very Shana Hayyam Lakid Adam Aitim Habanam Basam Toshalak. Okay. We'll see you in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night with the new parent.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.